entertaining talk radio broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday night miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show, exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears, and the place to be. It's also a fine network of podcasts. You may be wondering, what shows are on this network? And I may have to say to you, Best in Show Radio, Bug Zapper Radio, and Truth Time Theater. And oh yes, this one, the DJ New Style Show, hosted by me, Ken. And also, as always, your friend and mine, a guy named Steve. Steve, how you doing this fine evening? What's going on, buddy?
Doing very well. Got my head shaved, got my face shaved. You have more hair than me now. Went to the dentist, got my teeth cleaned.
What, they take you to fucking PetSmart and you got the works?
Yeah.
Did you get a nice oatmeal shampoo, too?
Yep.
And a blue kerchief around your neck?
Yeah, I got a little bandana.
So you got everything done. You're like an Indian funeral you're about to go to. Your head shaved, all your facial hair removed, you're all cleaned up. What are you preparing for, Steve? What are you doing?
Hopefully warm weather. That's what I'm thinking. I always do this every spring when it starts to get warm.
Oh,
I shave my head to keep the weather warm.
I forgot how terrible your haircut was because I haven't actually seen you in quite a while.
It was long. It was long. It was almost like pull back in a friggin'.
You had a goddamn hair like Snape. I remember that. You looked like fucking Snape.
Well, that was back in the day that I had the Snape hair.
Yeah. It was pretty bad. Let me tell you something. It was terrible when you had that haircut.
I could have done that, actually.
Yeah.
Before I shaved it all off, but it feels good now.
Well, everything's coming up, Steve, tonight. Everything's coming up, goddamn Steve. Everything's going down the shitter for Ken, though.
Because
I pulled a brown beer bottle out of my fucking fridge. And
what was that? Your face I felt sick looking at your face.
I took a sip. Look, okay, imagine you pull a brown beer bottle, and you expect the nectar that is Miller Lite. That's all you want is a shitty, pissy beer to cool it down. Take like a quarter of the edge off a little bit. And you look at the bottle and it's got a goddamn fucking teddy bear on it. And it's called Blackberry Wheat. And berry is spelled B-E-A-R. For fuck's sake. One sip I took and I was just... It's not that it's bad. It's that I was expecting something entirely different. It would be like biting into a chicken wing, like biting into a chicken wing and having it taste like a dry pork chop. Like, not what you're expecting. You'll eat it. You have eaten it.
Oh, Long Trail. Those are pretty expensive, too. Isn't it like 10 bucks a six-pack?
Well, Amanda does like her Wegmans. Amanda got into some kind of weird thing where she decided she wants to find a beer that she can drink. And she went about this the most expensive way you possibly can, which is buying the make your own six pack at a goddamn Wegmans. Okay? So they have a good selection of beers. They have a good selection of beers. You can get you can get your six pack and put whatever you want in it, but it's fucking $13. Now,
really?
Steve, let's do the alcohol math here. $13 gets you how many fucking 32-ounce goddamn Miller High Lifes?
Six.
Six. Enough to fuel one half of a show.
13? Seven.
Oh, goddamn it.
Seven times 32 is 210, and 14 is 224 ounces of Miller High Life for $13.
So it's, I respect her effort. I respect her hustle, trying to figure this shit out, trying to find a beer she likes. Because, you know, let's be honest. She doesn't have a drink that she can go to. Like, if we're at a bar, she'll always have some memory of a drink she enjoyed at some place that made it some way. Like, oh, do you have a razzle dizzle hoozle? Oh,
slippery nipple.
What's that? Well, I don't know. Well, you don't know the ingredients. Great. So you're not going to get it. It's going to be some fucking $8 to $10 drink with 17 ingredients that you think you remember, and it's some horrible concoction that you refuse to drink. It's also fluorescent pink, and I refuse to throw it the fuck away. So now I'm sipping on the fucking slime from Ghostbusters 2.
Ectoplasm?
Trying to look like I actually ordered it. I'm like, fuck, they made it pink this time! Sons of bitches!
But you know delicious. What? That's probably the best cost-effective way to find out what kind of beer you like instead of getting a six-pack of one thing that you don't like.
Yeah.
So,
I guess. Well, the fucking fact of this whole matter is she took one sip of it, of one of the beers, and decided, I'm not a beer person.
So the other five are just not even.
So tested. Now mixed in with like Miller Lite and like some fucking shitty beers that I can consume a lot of and just have a lot of on hand very cheaply are these like fucking landmines, fucking goddamn beer with a fucking and the goddamn bear has suspenders and glasses on, fucking just. Absolutely upsetting to me. I didn't mean to take you down that trail, that little memory lane, that kind of tangent is what I was looking to say.
Tangents are good.
They're not always good.
Yeah.
But I always find myself in the midst of some kind of a thought tangent or a memory tangent. Like for some reason, I think I mentioned this with the anal baby was me best chum. That quote just hits me, and I had to say it. Well, this happens to me every goddamn day. For some reason, today, I'm driving, and I just thought of something from SNL in, like, 97. And I caught myself screaming, I drive a Dodge Stratus! From a fucking...
Dude, I saw a Stratus today, and I thought of that.
From fucking Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell. I forget what movie it is.
I drive a Dodge Stratus. No, he was just sitting at a fucking dinner table.
Right. That's when they're all at the dinner table.
And like they're just fucking bickering and all that, and he just fucking screams something and fucking that's I don't even know the point of the skit. I just remember that fucking line, and it just stuck with me.
It's like the dysfunctional family. It's like, when they're all eating dinner, screaming at each other.
That's what it is. And I have these like cigarette burn fucking memories. That are just ruining my brain. Like, I'll be traversing a course to some idea or some thought that I had, and all of a sudden just veer off the fucking goddamn shoulder and into a gravel patch, and then all of a sudden I'm reciting something from SNL. Or I'm reciting something from a story of somewhere that I worked. Like, okay, so I was at the grocery store, and I happened to see a guy who looked like Miles Dyson. You know who Miles Dyson is?
Did he make a vacuum cleaner?
I mean, he may have. They didn't touch on it. But he was the black dude in Terminator 2 who the T-1000 wanted to kill.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
To prevent whatever. Sky.
He saved the chip. He saved the chip.
Yes, he saved it. Yes, that's what it was.
The timeline.
There was a guy who looked exactly like that. Who was a customer at Frank's Nursery and Crafts, where I worked in high school. He was a regular customer there, but he was also notorious for shoplifting and tag switching. Notorious.
What did he pull the tag off something and put?
If you got to switch a tag, you got to switch a tag.
Mike Nice.
Exactly. He would pull that shit off. Like, see, Mike Nice didn't know about this guy, but he knew about tag switching. That's what this guy. He was like the specialist of tag switching. For like one example that I remember and I'll never forget. Well, first of all, before I get into that, they made him the topic of a fucking store meeting once.
Wow.
They pointed, they described him, they said exactly what he does all the time. It'll be like some, it's not even like to shave a dollar off of something. He'll take a tag from like some really cheap item, put it on something very, very expensive. And one time he took this like 3.5 foot fucking hanging basket with like 17 plants in it, and like a macrame fucking rope hanger thing,
Switch it with like a tag of like a basil plant or something.
I don't know what it was, but he had it in his car and he's pushing this. Like, hey, what's going on? How you doing? How you doing? Okay. Okay, I'm good. I'm good. You want to help me with that? Like, I lifted it out of his fucking thing, put it on there. I'm looking for the scanner thing. He's like, oh, no, it's got a tag. It's got a tag right here. It's got a tag. I look at this fucking thing. It's like it's 3.5 feet. It's made out of like ceramic. It's really well made. The fucking tag, which honestly has the little nail scrapes on it too, $4.99.
Oh my god,
$4.99. I'm like, $4.99, man. That seems. I know you got y'all got deals. Y'all got deals.
Y'all got deals.
I'm like,
you know what? You're talking about things that are burning your mind. Steve Martin, My Blue Heaven, meat case with the fucking price gun.
Oh yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's that tag switching at its best. Fucking 38 steaks he's going to just put out for
$3.97. Yeah, thank you.
$3.97. That's right. Porterhouse steaks. So this guy's like, y'all got deals. So I'm like, I know this shit isn't. So he's not letting me he's trying to stop me from scanning it. So I just kind of like tilt it and I see that there is a fucking UPC. It's dirty, but there's a little fucking UPC on the bottom. So I'm like, oh no, I got, wipe off the dirt, scan it. $47.99.
Yeah.
$47.99 in 1996 dollars. This fucking plant, this motherfucker switched the goddamn tag. And then I told him, I'm like, hey, you know, this may be mismarked, but we scanned it. It's $47. And the guy goes, well, put it back then. Put it back. I'm like, well, you don't want it. So no, not for $47. I mean, my pockets is deep, but they ain't that deep. And that's the line that I remembered, and I caught myself saying it once when I'm in the grocery store looking at a guy who looks like exactly like this person, may even be him. I'm pushing my cart by him as he's picking up like fucking chicken breasts. Just say, my pockets is deep, but they ain't that deep. Out loud. I can't even control myself. My pockets is deep, but they ain't that deep. They ain't that deep. This motherfucker, man. I don't know what it is. Do I have a disorder, Steve?
No. Because if you do, then I do. And I know a lot of people who do the same thing. Like, I'll do Jerky Boys references. I haven't even listened to any of those CDs in probably 7-8 years.
Hi, sir. Hello, no, sir.
If someone just says they're attic, I'm like, the top of your house near the roof? Like, it's automatic. Like, certain words just start like a cacophony of just different things that blow through my mind.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. Maybe we've just completely tattooed our brains, just permanently marred our brains with these things that mean nothing to anybody else. Like, the references will be there forever for me.
We could have learned woodworking or welding. But no.
The triggers are there and will be there forever. My pockets is deep, but they ain't that deep. The fucking price, the dirt I had to scrape off of it, the way, how well crafted this thing was. Like, the only good product this fucking store ever sold.
It was the one the guy tried to buy.
And it was like 50. It was 50 bucks. It probably would have lasted like 5 years if you take care of the fucking plant. But no. I remember this. That's all I remember. Nothing that I was taught in a school. Nothing that, if I don't use it, I don't fucking remember it. But I remember this worthless quote. And I have to say them at all times. And I'm going to eventually be senile, or at least deemed to be senile, in shitting myself in a goddamn recliner, getting misty to the end of fucking Forrest Gump while wearing a robe. Grandpa's saying funny things again. My pockets is deep, but they ain't that deep. Over and over again. Until they fucking put me away somewhere. And
you're going to turn into a black man if you ever go
somewhere. My pockets is deep. Mom, Grandpa's talking jazzy again.
Jazzy.
My pockets is deep, but they ain't that deep. Oh, Christ. Just sitting in a fucking flannel robe. Getting misty to Forrest Gump. By the way, that's not me. In the future, that's me in my fucking early 30s. I found myself in a recliner with a blanket over my legs, in a fucking robe, watching Forrest Gump on demand get to the end, and I'm a little misty. I'm actually having a fucking moment to myself, and I
get mad.
I wake up at the end of Farzad. I kind of like come out of my haze, and I'm like, what the fuck am I? I used to eat dirt. I used to look for worms to throw at people. I used to like actively fight people.
Wait, like, what the fuck? Ate dirt?
Yeah, I tried it. Why not? I was a kid.
You have pika?
I was immortal as a kid, and here I am now, just fucking letting it cook over a little bit, just soaking in the emotion. Oh, you fucking bitch! Like, no, I'm not actually getting that fucking emotional, but like, it's like, I don't know what the fuck it is. Any semi-moving moment, it's like I'm like a goddamn pregnant broad in my fucking 30s watching a fucking movie with a single tear rolling down my eye.
Hey, I got misty over X-Men the other day. Don't worry about it.
At least it sounds better than Forrest Gump. what was going on? What got you so misty, Steve? And I don't even want to say misty anymore. I'm tired of saying that. What made you almost cry? Basically, that's what it is.
Got me choked up. Let's say that.
Choked up, son.
Choked up. You know,
sweet ass nigga, my nigga.
Yeah, brah. But
rap gangsta, shoot it out. What the fuck you talking about? Anyway,
continue. It was some old, you know, logger up in fucking Washington. He logs with his son. The guy's about 60, maybe 65, somewhere in there. Mm. And it was the end of the show right before Vikings comes on. You know, there was a little leeway between Game of Thrones and Vikings.
Hold on. So your evening now is you're watching a show about loggers. It's going to lead into a show about Vikings.
No.
And that's going to lead into a show about fucking like killing and fucking. Like you're having one of the most masculine fucking red-blooded viewing evenings of your life.
Right. So Game of Thrones ended at like there was like a 2-minute window between the end of Game of Thrones and the beginning of Vikings. So I turn on History Channel, which Vikings is on. They have Axeman on. It's the very end. This old guy and his son were loggers, and the old guy's like, you know, I just can't. My body won't do what I want it to do anymore. And the son's like, well, you're getting old. And the father's just sitting there with like his head in his hands. He's sitting on a log, and he's just looking at the ground, and the son just walks away. I'm like, dude! I'm like, why don't you just like say something comforting to your father? Like, I'll help you out or whatever.
Because they're loggers. They're not. It's not Leave It to Beaver. They fucking probably punch each other in the dick to fucking show emotion.
Yeah, Dad, I'll just chainsaw you a little bit and you'll be better.
Yeah,
don't worry.
But I get where you're coming from. So you almost have a moment and then you're like, whoa, I'm still gonna watch Vikings.
Yeah, well, of course.
Another one of those things. Sandwich Humor Jeff from Truth Time Theater in the chat room now just said he dropped a course at the goddamn bank today.
At the bank.
Like, would you like this in just hundreds is okay? Is 20 is okay? Course! Do you need small bill? Course! Would you like me to apply some of this to your mortgage or your rent or any other bill? Course! Oh, Jesus Christ.
It happens.
Yep. Are you going to steal our pen? Course! Anyway. Yeah, the course is one of those things. That is one of those. Yeah.
That actually, I've caught myself doing the course, and I don't even think Frank has done that with me on the show with him.
No, I don't think so either. Yeah, fuck. So, there's all these things that I can't resist saying. I drive a Dodge Stratus out of nowhere. Maybe I saw one. Maybe I just thought of it. I don't even know. But it just somehow I got there. Somehow my thought process fucking splintered until I'm at that one skit. And it'll always be a skit that nobody really remembers. I mean, you happen to remember this one. But like the fucking... The quote, and I try to relay it to somebody, and it just doesn't mean anything to them. So my stupid rambling makes me look like a goddamn idiot. It's pointless shit, but I can't resist blurting it out.
Just get it out.
And speaking of Dyson, you did mention the actual vacuum inventor, even though I was talking about the African American gentleman.
Wasn't his name Miles too?
I don't know. His like probably has a sir in front of it. And it's probably Niles. He's like British.
Sir Niles Bryson.
Yeah. His hand dryer, the Airblade, is probably the worst thing I've ever had to use.
All hand dryers are bad.
No, there's the one that'll Airblades. Like the Excelsior, whatever the fuck that one is, that just blows through to your skeleton. That one is awesome.
Yeah, that one sounds real good.
That one is fucking awesome. You put your hand in front of it, it's a goddamn powerful jet of air. And the added bonus is, you know, you can see a little dent in your hand, the skin is fucking moving. It's powerful.
Flapping in the breeze.
And it's done quickly. But the whole appeal of this Dyson Airblade is that it's the fastest hand dryer in the world.
Brits can sell something.
The fastest. Wastes the least amount of energy. Like that shit. And then I'm like, oh, that's a good idea. And I saw it. I'm like, oh, shit. I'm kind of stoked to use this fucking hand dryer. Like this is something very exciting. That's how fucking boring I am.
I was about to say.
I'm crying at a fucking 20-year-old movie. And I'm eager to use a fucking public bathroom hand dryer. So it's this thing that's shaped like the letter U. You dip your hands in the top. But it's narrow. Like, it's very narrow, and it's not that deep. And you look into where you're putting your hands, and it's just fucking residue that is caked up and fucking, like, it looks like cum stains on every single one I've ever seen. They never look clean. And it's like playing a game of Operation. You have your hands, and you stick them in there. You don't want to touch the goddamn machine.
Because, well, that'll just like blow your hand, your flesh right off.
It's a powerful blast of air, but it's also the most contaminated place in the universe. Every dirty, shitty, jizzy, right, pissy, hepatitis hand has touched this fucking dryer, and now all the germs are all over it, and it's going to blast it into your fucking pores with New Age science from Great Britain.
And it's also going to blast all of the bacteria around the entire bathroom. That's why what I've read is that, you know, regular just water, soap, and a paper towel is the best way to go.
Or your fucking pants. Wipe it on your back pocket. Wipe it on the side. Gives a shit.
No, you know what I like? I like the motion-activated paper towel dispenser. Those are the best.
Those are awful. Because you know why you have to? I always have to do it twice. They never give me enough.
Yeah, like four times. Yeah, they give you like a 1-foot by 1-foot sheet of 1-ply toilet paper.
Occasionally there'll be a bathroom where it's double sink, and each sink has their own paper towel dispenser. And they get to do some kind of fucking Dance Revolution fucking move to get one at the same time. So I can just fucking do it once. Because I need two. I need two sheets. I got to get some kind of fucking friction going on here.
At least get some double ply up in there.
That's what I need. But they rarely have that. Rarely have it. So this fucking Dyson Airblade sucks. Absolutely is terrible. We do have a caller here. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ News Style Show with Steve the LARPer. Who is this?
Hello, everyone.
And who is this?
This is Little Jimmy.
Little Jimmy.
Little Jimmy.
How are you, Jimmy? Are you? Do you happen to be in the old chat room tonight? I believe you are.
Yes, I do.
He's Dr. Stylus.
Yeah, that's right.
Dr. Stylus.
He sounds like a Nintendo DS villain.
Jimmy, I actually was thinking of you because Shawnee Murphy tweeted something out about a Volkswagen commercial where there's a gentleman who's going into who's calmly in a convenience store, and he's wearing a ski mask, and he's carrying some goods, and he goes to the front desk, or the register, so he puts down his stuff, and the cashier calmly says, I don't want any trouble. And the guy in the mask says, well, I don't either. And then they show him coming out with the fucking stuff, and they're like, oh, you forgot your ski mask, brr! And then they drive off with the top down. And that's the whole joke, except for the fact that you actually did this. and might I add, the guy was not quite as reserved and calm.
Take what you want to go.
Yeah.
Take what you want to go.
We were working at Frank's Nursery and Crafts in the dead of winter, in a very cold winter, cutting the bottom of Christmas trees. We can say we're cutting trees, but in reality, the trees were delivered there, and we were just giving it a fresh cut and putting it on people's cars and taking tips, even though we were told that we shouldn't. So Jimmy, I guess, got really cold because it was freezing, and he had a ski mask on while he was doing this. And I don't know if you forgot or if you just fucking said fuck it and left it on, But you walked over to this place, this this deli owned by an Indian or Pakistani gentleman, and as soon as you stepped in, "I have no money! Take what you want and go!" Puts his hands up like there's a gun drawn. And what did you do? You just put some shit, took some shit and threw some money on the counter and just bounced. As soon as
ignored me at that time, it was some candy and that was it.
Yeah, that was your era where like your lunch was fucking like candy. You would have candy lunch.
You know what was funny is that, you know, when I was down in town 2 weeks ago, we drove by and I told Danny that same story. And then Charlie Murphy tweeted that out. I was cracking up.
Oh, that's awesome. That's so good. "I have no money. Take what you want and go." Jimmy, so I'm sorry to hijack your call here. What's going on, buddy?
Well, no, you were talking about these paper towel dispensers. And, you know, they're ridiculous, especially in airports, man. They give you, like, rations.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you sit there for 10 minutes and keep waving with wet
hands.
That's
international germs right there. That's why. International germs are bad.
Yeah. Well, why should you be exposed by sitting in there and breathing them in even longer? Give Jimmy fucking 7 feet of paper towel so he can get it once and go.
Exactly.
You're in there longer waiting for this fucking machine to cool down and then start dispensing towel again. It's fucking hideous.
See, that's why I pay the money and get the club access. I don't go to the second class
bathroom.
Second class,
the commoner bathrooms. I bet you those bathrooms have a well-dressed black gentleman handing you a fucking terry cloth towel that you can just throw away.
A nice warm cloth as you...
Where are those guys going to work when they fucking replace everything with air blades? Is he just going to hit the button for you?
Like, Here you go, sir.
How you doing, sir? Hit the button.
A fresh meat, sir?
Hey, Jimmy, do you tip the guy in the bathroom, the attendant, the bathroom mint giver?
Well, the only place I ever go that has a guy in the bathroom is a strip club, and I haven't been to those in years. So.
Have you ever tipped one of those people?
Yeah, back in the day.
Yeah, when you thought you had to.
Yeah.
Before you realized, I'll be in this place once every other time I go, so fuck him.
Yeah. When I thought that's what the cool thing to do is to tip the bathroom guy.
Yeah, you're gonna make an impression on the guy who breathes in fucking aerosolized shit 12 hours a day. And also probably sneaks a few of the mints that have been, you know, just fucking shititized.
Yeah, and he probably used the condom that he just handed you as well.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, probably pinholes in it. So you spend a lot of time traveling, Jimmy? You're in airports a lot lately, I understand.
I do. I am an international man of mystery.
Do you take us with you on the trips? Do you ever listen to our podcasts or anything like that?
You know, it's funny that you said that. You know, recently I've gotten back into the DJ New Style show. And
I know you have because you fucking texted me and it really hurt. You said, "Hey, how do I download the podcast?" I'm like, "Well, I guess Jimmy hasn't downloaded the podcast for fucking 7 years." So, okay, yeah, here's how you do it.
Well, you know what's funny is I didn't know how to until we were together, a month and a half ago, that you could even download podcasts.
Oh, my God.
That's how connected I am.
Holy shit. Okay. So you have been. That's good.
So, yeah, I've been, you know, downloading my... I'm like nicking. It's like nicotine. I'm like, come on, update every day. I'm sitting there like, when is Tuesday's show going to show up? Because most of the time I'm either drunk in bed or...
most of the time.
Or just in bed. At this time of night, so...
So 100% of the time you're in bed?
Yeah, my bedtime is 10 o'clock, if I'm not in bed.
Okay, so you bring us, on the plane, you just throw the headphones on and try to ignore the guy next to you?
Exactly, you know, I download a whole bunch of episodes and just sit there and not have to listen to anyone or talk to anyone and just sit there and drink and listen to you guys.
It's beautiful. I do that with, and this is a show you need to listen to if you're not already, with Bug Zapper Radio and also Truth Time Theater and a bunch of other shows. But those are the only ones that are important. And also Best in Show Radio, too.
I have downloaded Bug Zapper. That's for my trip next week.
Very good.
We'll listen to that since I'm caught up for the last, like, I don't know,
Isn't it nice though? You could just put your fucking headphones on and nobody bothers you. You just listen to the shit. Everything goes smoothly. It almost makes time go faster.
So it does, except when you have the asshole that sits next to you that, you know, that first like 10 minutes that you can't be on your phone and sits there and keeps talking and talking to the point where I'm like, I'm going to fake sleeping so I don't have to talk to you anymore.
Right. I was about to suggest that, Jimmy. Just get in the seat and go to sleep.
How quickly do you ease into it, or you just have straight up narcolepsy sleep and just collapse?
Right. No, narcolepsy is the way to go.
No, I'll be kind. I'll be like, when we're on the runway, I'll be like, all right, well, you know, I'm gonna just take a couple of minutes here and just close my eyes.
And then meanwhile, the first time the goddamn waitress comes by, you perk up, or the waitress. I called her a waitress. Jesus Christ. That's all she is. Fuck it. I don't give a shit. What are you going to save my life? Give me a drink. Shut up.
Waitress.
I'm drinking before we take off. And then once we get in the air, the lady already knows, all right, I got to give him another beer. So she wakes me up, or fake wakes me up.
Oh, shit. Oh, Jimmy, can you do an impression of your just woke up noise? Like if you just give a fake snore and then pretend someone taps you on the shoulder. Let's hear your I just woke up noise.
Oh, man, what happened?
Oh. Oh, am I on a plane? How'd I get on a plane?
That was good. I like that. What happened? What have they done with me?
I was just talking to you a minute ago and I was asleep. I don't know what happened.
Oh,
I'm sitting there counting down the minutes till I hear that first beep. So yeah. I know that as soon as that like intercom beeps, I can instantly put on my headphones and turn my...
Yeah, you throw your headphones on, and you have to, because you know that guy next to you is just wide awake, fucking bushy-tailed, ready to talk about how quickly you fell asleep.
Exactly. So then I'm like, oh, I gotta listen to some stuff for work, and all this, you know.
For work?
Just keep drinking.
You gotta keep it low so nobody hears, though. That's the thing.
Well, I got these fancy headphones that go in my ears that, you know, no one could hear. Except for a fact one, you know, funny story, I'm on first class flight to Puerto Rico, you know, halfway through, and if anyone knows what, you know, Puerto Rico is like, there's some citizens that are a little sketchy. You know, every time I go there, there's definitely Secret Service or some sort of police escorting criminals onto the plane before you get on.
Air marshals.
Yeah. Oh, well, no, these are actually like people in handcuffs getting on the plane before.
What are you taking, Con Air down to Puerto Rico?
Exactly.
I've got like the Cyrus the Virus coming on and Steve Buscemi in a fucking Hannibal Lecter mask on a fucking skid.
That's awesome. A dude in fucking in handcuffs. Obviously not going to first class like you, Jimmy. Going in the back with the chickens.
But the problem is, they get on first, and then being in first class, you board right after them.
Oh.
So you're literally in the gateway going down the runway thing with them, and you have to sit there until they get handcuffed into their seats and shit. I don't know if there's a lot of criminals in Philadelphia, but literally, the Philadelphia to San Juan flight, every single time I'm on it, is someone in like...
They're going to Guantanamo.
Hold on. Did you actually just say, I don't know if there's a lot of criminals in Philadelphia? Jimmy, I don't know if there's any fucking non-criminals in Philadelphia.
You realize Camden is right next to Philadelphia, too.
Philadelphia is horrible. It's a horrendous place.
Yeah, but how many people from Philadelphia are going to Puerto Rico to get, you know?
Okay, no, you're right. You're right. It's not like the criminals are being given a free vacation before they do their bid. No, these are people that are being removed from the country.
Yeah, these aren't like, I'm not, you know, talking about in San Juan, Puerto Rico, coming back to Philadelphia. I'm talking about in Philadelphia, and, you know, in the terminal, there's guys in handcuffs with like fake jackets over them, so you can't see the handcuffs, but I know who they are. You can tell that they're handcuffs because who put the jacket over their lap unless you're fucking masturbating.
Jesus. So I mean, but even still, you know, they're on your plane. Big deal.
Yeah. So you know. Anyway, with that in mind, you know, being in first class, you get free booze, and you know, on a flight, I got to go to the bathroom. I really got to go. So I stand up, and I make the mistake of my phone still being down on the, you know, the bench, and my headset pops out. And this happens via episode where, Kenny, you're talking about toes.
Oh.
And if you remember the episode, it happened to say nigger a lot.
Oh my God.
Oh, the nigger toes. Yeah.
Wait, doesn't your fucking phone stop when you unplug the headphones?
No, sir. No.
Oh, God damn it. Steve Jobs, you were a genius. You would have protected fucking Jimmy if he had an iPhone, but he did not that day.
Nope. It goes on full blast speakerphone.
Oh, and no.
Speakerphone? Why did it go to speakerphone?
Well, once you ripped the headset out, it defaults to, I guess, whatever the speakerphone volume was. Which for
like
Jimmy was probably fucking loud as shit. And then all of a sudden, the entire cabin is hearing me say nigger toes, explaining what my family members, when I was little, would refer to Brazil nuts as.
So the worst part, though, is the fact that my phone, as I stand up, my headset unplugs, and the phone drops down to the seat. So it's not even like I could unmute it fast enough. Everyone's looking at me, and I'm like, okay, go to the bathroom now. Don't kill me.
So, I mean, you have to wait until you plug it back in, right? You can't just, like, plug it back in right away after only nigger is said. You have to give them a little context, right? Like, if they heard nigger toes, what my family call, or that's a little bit better than just hearing, fucking nigger.
Well, the problem is the fact that they did get to listen, so probably about 10 seconds of it, because I couldn't have thinking. At that point, I'm a little intoxicated,
oh,
I'm very embarrassed, and I'm searching for my phone that's in the seat and trying to stop to make sure that no one else could hear it. And everyone is looking at me. And it's like, well, it's a funny radio show. Ha ha.
Did you say that? Do you address everybody, turn around in a circle, and just say, it's just a funny show. Don't mind the racism.
Just a funny show. Bad timing.
Mm. I hate when that shit happens. When I was relatively new to owning an iPhone, I had the misfortune of pulling that same maneuver. Like, I unplugged my headphones, it didn't continue playing, but I forgot that I had an audio clip playing in a browser window. So later on, I'm in the shitter, I think at work, and maybe I'm relatively new to the company, and I open my phone, and it goes right to the browser, and now it's just back to streaming the fucking audio. And it wasn't anything racist, thank God. And I figured out how to mute it right away. But I mean, that's a fucking frightening moment. I had it right in my hand. I still got 2 or 3 seconds of the show out, whatever I was listening to. You had it on the fucking floor. You know, you're fumbling around. You probably saw 16 phones on the ground. You didn't know which one to reach for. All drunk.
Well, it's worth it.
I'm just glad you didn't get shot by an air marshal or put on the no-fly list because of our dumb show.
Well, you know what really bad is? If you were doing an episode of some sort of terrorist act or something and that shit happened,
that would be bad even if we just did it rather than if it just happened to inconvenience your flight. if we did something like that, that would be fucking horrendous and awful. And we would deserve whatever punishment we got. But we won't be doing that. Because we're just a dumb show. We talk about stupid, embarrassing things that happen to us. And also, you know, we like to talk about our duties. Jimmy, you don't wear ski masks anymore, right? You've never made that mistake a second time, have you?
Not a ski mask. No, I've scared my 3-year-old with a paintball mask that looks all military and stuff like that. But no... I won't wear that into a store now.
I mean,
as a 32-year-old, I'd probably be shot.
Yeah, you're lucky that the guy didn't want to go for that hero of the newsreel moment where the fucking Korean grocer jumps over the counter with a fucking shotgun, comes in, just dusts his hands off, and goes right back to ringing people up.
Yeah, I'm saying, well, look over here.
Just shoots you dead and with your fucking evergreen sap hands. Awful. Anyway, thank you very much, Jimmy, for calling. I really appreciate that. That's a nice story that you shared. I'm glad that you have your freedom. I'm a little bit upset that you were embarrassed, but to be honest, I'm also glad you were embarrassed. It's a little odd. It's a dichotomy of emotions. Thank you very much, Jimmy. I appreciate it.
All
Later, Jimmy. Thanks.
Good to hear from him. Good to hear from such a nice guy as our buddy, little Jimmy, our former old school co-host, I guess, right?
Old school, definitely.
God damn, son. Man.
I need to hang out with Jimmy again.
I think we all need to hang out with Jimmy again. Every definitely. Single one of us, listener and host alike. That's what I say. Fuck. I gotta tell you, Steve. You gave me a link to something, which you usually give me the same kind of things, where it's like somebody goes on the fucking on Reddit, and it's some celebrity or some has-been, and it's an Ask Me Anything thread.
Yeah.
And I'm like, who gives a fuck, Balky Bartokamus? Who gives a goddamn fuck? Oh, I think he's calling again. Hold on a second. 316-768-4472. You're on with Steve the LARPer. Who's this?
Hey, it's Jimmy again.
What's going on, buddy?
I hung up too fast.
What do you got to say?
I heard those great comments about hanging out. And I think we need to plan a Tuesday night miracle with Jimmy in person again.
Whoa!
I am all for it. I'll be there with bells on.
I think that'd be awesome.
So I will hang up and we will plan it later.
Thank you very much. Wow. What a guy, Jimmy. What a guy.
I'm glad he heard that, and I'm glad he called back in.
You know what? I actually said one of Jimmy's little sound clips to Amanda. When we're hanging up new blinds that we bought for our dining room, our living room, whatever. And she said, oh, this one looks like it's a little small for the window. And I say, well, you know, that's the only size we can get. And she goes, well, maybe we'll try the other one. We'll get a couple of them and just see if they work. And I said, you think it's gonna worth it? you remember Jimmy's quote? I gotta fucking find it. I don't know if I have it at the ready.
I'll take a bet just to brew you I could.
you think it's gonna worth it? Fucking Jimmy. Oh, son of a bitch. Better those were the days.
W. Bush.
What's that?
He has better quotes than George W. Bush.
Oh, I would say so. I actually have that here. Hold on a second. Dude, I'll take a bet just to brew.
I'll take a bet just to brew you I could.
See?
There it is. Meanwhile,
you think it's been worth it? You think it's been worth it?
It's another thing. Another goddamn thing that just comes to the surface and has to be said.
Right.
So anyway, we're talking about your Ask Me Anything. You send me a link. And usually I ignore it. But I saw some of the comments. It almost looked like Reddit was on the attack. Like, they did not give a shit about who this fucking person was. They're not kissing any goddamn ass. They fucking went for him. And I applaud them because this was Jose Canseco.
Yeah, there was
notorious asshole.
Yeah, like, initially there was some fanboyism, but then people started really getting into what Jose Canseco was about, and they were reading it, and they were just relentless and ripping him apart. I used to like Jose, and you know what the funny thing is? I've met him, and I've also met his twin brother. Jose Canseco has a twin brother, Ozzy,
yeah,
who also actually played on Oakland. They were both on the same team. I think it was maybe 89, 88, maybe 1990. Ozzy was not good at baseball. And I guess didn't take steroids like his older bro. But I met him at a baseball card signing. I remember very clearly because there was two people you could meet. And you know what? This was 89 because I had his 89 Upper Deck card and that's what I had signed. And it was him and Todd Zeal. Todd Zeal was the rookie of the year that year.
Yeah.
And that was during the spring before his rookie year. And I'm like, fuck, who is this guy? I don't know who the fuck Todd Zeal is. I'm going to meet Ozzy Canseco. I'm going to meet Jose Canseco's twin brother. And he was really nice and he was really friendly and he signed my card and I took a picture with him and everything. I don't know where the hell the picture is, but he was a really nice guy. Then, much later in life, I did get to meet Jose Canseco under strange circumstances because it involved LARPing.
Oh, Christ.
But we had
how the fuck did you meet Jose Canseco related to LARPing?
We had.
Did he have a fucking AAA LARP team?
No, I was working. The guy that owned the largest LARPing company in America. I was good friends with him, okay. And so there was basically it's called I'll say it. It's called Nero, the New England Role Playing Organization. But they had chapters. I mean, when I used to play like 10 years ago, they had probably 45 chapters in almost every state. So he had this crazy – this dude was all sorts of fucked up and crazy and on coke and all sorts of stuff. But he's like, oh, we're going to have a LARP awards ceremony.
Oh, shit. I remember you went to this fucking shit in California. And not only that, you told me that you were going to fuck Debbie Gibson and that yes. You were going to hang out at the Playboy Mansion.
Yes, and Jose Canseco cock-blocked me the entire time.
Shut the fuck up. Jose Canseco cock-blocked me the whole time.
He was next to or within 10 feet of Debbie Gibson, or at that time it was Deborah Gibson,
because
she was doing Broadway plays and she needed to unkiddify herself, I guess. And she was going by Deborah at that time.
Later, I guess her 45-year-old face wouldn't unkiddify her.
Yeah, but later she went on to do Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus and all four of those sequels afterwards. And she went back to Debbie Gibson at that point. But anyway, yeah, Jose Canseco was there basically hitting on Debbie Gibson the entire time. And this is actually on that Reddit AMA. This was after he stopped doing questions. He said he would be back, and they never updated it ever again. But my friend that I LARPed with that went with our like group of 10 or so people to Hollywood, he walked up to Jose Canseco, and I mean, this kid that played the LARP, he's a goofy kid. Like, he's insanely smart, sure. But he's goofy as hell.
Okay. And,
like, you just look at him and you know he's a LARPer, I guess. But he walked up to Jose Canseco with a sword. It was just like a plain-ass sword that looked almost like a baseball bat. And he's like, yo, can you sign my sword? Jose Canseco, I remember because I was standing right next to him. I was standing right there, and he's like deadpan. Like, no emotion in Jose's face. And this is a guy who's laughing and fucking – he's all sorts of emotional constantly. Just deadpan looks at him, and he goes, fuck off, nerd.
What did you want him to say? I mean, like, that's exactly what I would love Jose Canseco to say to the guy.
Like, and that was my interaction with Jose Canseco. And I, like, tried to say something.
Fuck off, nerd!
Yeah, I tried to, like, say something.
Then he tore the sleeves off his varsity jacket and just started screaming, nerd.
When's batting practice? I need my steroids. No, but that was a very interesting group of people. Like, have you ever seen Pirates of the Caribbean?
I've parts, and then I got bored.
Yeah, you ever see the commercial for it when Johnny Depp goes up to the girl and he's like, oh, Giselle, and she slaps him in the face, and he's like, this other girl, and she slaps him in the face.
Sure.
I deserve that. Well, the girl Giselle, the blonde, she was at this, and this was like right as they were filming.
Not the Giselle from the Pirates of the Caribbean commercial.
Yeah, no, but this was as they were filming it.
Star-studded. Like,
I think it was post-production, but before it was released.
Okay, sure.
Like, they had a full award ceremony. Everything actually went off pretty well. There was a bunch of sci-fi personalities or whatever. Mm-hmm. And Jose Canseco actually presented at it.
Were you nominated for best use of Funyuns?
No. No, it was like movies and shit. They had dumbass categories. But anyway.
Worst scrotum smell? 2004, whatever the fuck it was. When was this?
No, this was like maybe actually no, it was probably 2005, 2006. Ooh. So anyway, this girl Giselle from Pirates of the Caribbean, they had the show, then they had like the after party, then they had the after party.
Oh, and shit.
Of course I was with the guy that was arranging this whole thing. So I went to all the parties. It was actually pretty cool. It was on like the top of some club in Hollywood. It was like a rooftop thing where they had like an outdoor club and they had music and everything. And this girl got so drunk. Like, I've been to college parties and I've seen really drunk ass people, but this girl was belligerently drunk.
And I guarantee you nobody fucked her.
No, I'm pretty sure a couple people did.
Oh, a couple, okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, she probably felt so secure among middle-aged and fucking has-been adults that dress up like imaginary warriors that she was okay with just actually hauling out her vagina and being completely takeable and drunk.
Yeah. Pretty sure this girl was just like a party girl by trade, I guess, but you know, and then did acting on the side, but
sure.
Actually, one of the nicest people there, nicest person I met at the whole entire thing, that's probably the biggest celebrity at the time. Keep in mind, this is 2006. Bill Goldberg.
Oh, okay.
WWF wrestler. I think it was before WWE, but I met Bill Goldberg dressed up in full Lizard Man attire, and he laughed his ass off and shook my hand. And he's like, "Yo, this is the most surreal, coolest thing I've ever done." And he was really cool, man. He was definitely like he didn't, you know, say anything. And he took
wait, time hold on.
At every
no.
Lizard Man, yeah.
Full Lizard Man attire.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, the clothes don't matter, but like I had Lizard Man makeup with like horns and shit, like latex glued on my face.
When did you do this?
2006.
No. You obviously flew there. You didn't take a train or a bus. Right. You flew to goddamn California.
Right. Yeah.
Did you do that the night before the event, or were you on the fucking plane as the goddamn Lizard Man?
No. We went there, and this was probably this third day that we were there. We were there for a week.
All right.
So it was in the middle of the week.
I had high hopes that you were on a fucking plane, just eager to get to the LARP Awards and start your romance with Deborah Gibson.
Here's the thing that
dressed up like a fucking lizard.
No, here's the thing that's very weird, because the guy that I went with, that was the president of Nero, he had bags and bags and bags of weapons. But they were boffer weapons, you know. They're LARP weapons. But
oh, okay.
He had fucking like just like duffel bags, like, you know, that you put bats in for like a baseball game. It was just full of like latex swords and maces, and we're getting on the plane. I think he checked in like 10 bags, and or I think he might have had them FedEx. That's what he did. He had them FedEx, but he had his own stuff that got searched, and they're like looking at him. Everybody had to like gather around and explain it. He had the rule book for the LARP with him just to show the people at the TSA or whatever the hell it was, like what that thing was.
Okay.
It was terrible. The flights there and back bizarre. Were terrible. But being there, and that was California, and we were smoking weed, and like we weren't even like we had to get over our fear of smoking in California because it was decriminalized at that time. So if you could be walking around smoking and no one give a shit.
Oh shit.
So we're all smoking at our hotel room, and we're like, we're like trying to be all on the down low, and we're like, wait, we're fucking California. And we're like, yeah. And everybody got all
like,
happy.
How were you like, Steve?
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't ever do that again. Please.
Yeah.
Ugh, I just picture you and your fucking dirty hippie friends just nodding to each other, fucking elbow bumping, and just taking a little fucking pull.
Little. Come on.
Oh, I'm sorry, Steve. You don't do that anymore, do you, Steve?
No, not anymore.
Interesting. Gave it up.
Give it up.
Insane. You ever have a weird craving to do that, Steve? Is that ever just grab you where you need to just drop every, you know, like, fuck this, I'm going to do it?
Not smoke weed, but other things.
Like what?
A lot of times, certain food. You ever have that where you just have like a craving for like a specific food? Like, I need to have waffles now.
Oh, yeah.
Or like, I need to have... You know what it is? It's usually breakfast food. Like, I need a bacon, egg, and cheese.
Breakfast food is like is the greatest shit there is.
I think it is. I think breakfast, like...
Because, like, I mean, you think about it. You're eating like, if you have pancakes, you're eating a fucking dessert for your breakfast. You're coating it with fucking butter and sugar. And you're basically eating and maybe putting, like, little sugar dusting on it and shit. That's fucking dessert. And it's a widely accepted breakfast because I guess at the turn of the last century, fucking flannel wearing fucking barrel chested men would chop down trees and they needed calories to do it, so they ate these fucking cakes. No, now it's just fucking people that get high at diners and fucking eat this shit. I love pancakes. And that
1 a.m. pancakes.
That shit will grab me, too. I'll have that fucking that craving.
I've got weirder ones, though, like weirder cravings. Like yesterday, actually, and today, because we talked about this a little bit. And yesterday, I drove past the our local driving range. I have a driving range like a quarter of a mile away from my house. And I drive past it because it's on the main highway by my house. And they had the lights on. It was warm out. And I looked over. I'm like, damn, I really want to go driving golf balls. And then today I drove past it again. I'm like, God damn it. I really, really want to go driving golf balls. But I didn't.
What held you up, Steve?
What? Well, tonight I had to do the show. That was about 9 o'clock tonight.
So that's two consecutive days before this. Where you could have just gotten a small fucking bucket and gotten it out of your goddamn system. But no, you're letting it build up like fucking, like almost like a tantric activity. You want this shit to build up, so you pitch that first shot at the 100-yard fucking fake green, and then you just fucking come all over the tee. I don't know. What are you building up for? Just fucking hit the bucket of balls. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, well, I didn't stop, you know, like, it was too late both times, and we had to do a prep call yesterday. And
things to do, I mean, you were telling me, I mean, you are a bit of, you operate a little bit on impulse, you do. Something will strike you, and you'll have to act on it. For example, you told me that you just started liking a whole ton of fucking pages.
God.
For no fucking reason.
Not for no reason.
Oh, no, because the mood struck, and you had to. You just felt like you needed to.
Yeah, like I would, I'd be, it's always a tangent. Like, I'll read something, and then remember something, and then look it up online, and then I'll be like, oh, why don't I like it on Facebook? Okay, and then I go to Facebook and like it. You know, like, you forget about things that you do like. Have you ever forgotten about something you like and then got reminded later that, oh, shit, I do like that, like a band or something?
Yeah. Like, so, oh shit, I enjoy fucking Gin Blossoms. Why not?
Hey, jealousy.
Yeah, I don't need them in my face every day, but I mean, yeah, sure. I'll fucking sing the shit out of that when I'm by myself with the windows up and not near any fucking cars at a stoplight. I'll put on a
broadcasted podcast.
And later that evening, I'll be enveloped in a lovely, comfortable robe, sobbing at some movie I saw as a fucking 12-year-old. Terrible.
Listen terrible. To Hey Jealousy and watch.
Hey Jealousy, these really were good lyrics. They were so good. Oh, it Christ.
Just here tonight.
I should fall on a pointy fence. I really should. Oh, is it terrible? So what are some of the things that you just like were reminded of? And I guess I'm assuming that these are things that you've liked as well on Facebook.
Yeah. Well, no, I didn't like it. Well, I liked it the other night. Is what happened. It was a band. Used to be part of the production of this show, actually. Enigma.
What is it? That
if I say Sadness Part 1, no one fucking knows what I'm talking about, but it's the one with the Gregorian monks chanting. It was the first like Gregorian monk chants that got into common
Is this it?
Circulation.
Of course it's going to play a fucking ad. Oh, this one.
Yes.
Of the Papal Progress Report music? That's what I call it. Doop-a-doo-doo. Let me tell you about the Pope. So what did you just think of this? Or you heard it? And
I'm not even sure. No, I don't know. I think I just...
So, yeah, okay, I can't listen to that bullshit. I mean, great. Hearing it every now and then, fantastic. But
yeah.
But you were inspired to click the like button on them, I guess. You were like, you know what? Fuck it, I like them.
Dude, no. No, I own 3 Enigma albums. I think there's 5 maybe total, but I own a bunch of them.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And only the first one is good. Only the first one's good, let me tell you. But so I liked them on Facebook. I'm like, whatever. And they posted like a couple of videos, and I'm like, all right. This was like probably midnight. And they posted one video, and I'm like listening to it. Go back to Facebook, and then they have like 2 more videos. I'm like, all right. And I listen to the next one. And then I got back, and there's like six more. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Jesus Christ.
So I'm like, whatever. And then I stopped for like 10 minutes, and then I think I went to sleep. And then the next day, I go on Facebook, and my entire feed was like the entire discography of Enigma as it is posted to Facebook. And I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Like, who has the time to do this?
They just have a guy that all he does is post every song they've ever done. When he runs out, start over. Just every 2 days, they cycle the entire catalog.
And that wasn't even it. Like, that was the first one. The second one was a different page because a friend of mine, you know, they always have those giveaways and they're like, oh, people like this. Like, they had that stupid one with Bill Gates that people try to share. And it's like him holding a thing. If you share this, I'll give you $3,500 or something like that.
What?
Meanwhile, I know because it's a picture that's photoshopped before Bill Gates did a Reddit Ask Me Anything. And that was his proof. And people photoshop it. So, like, I've already seen, like, the original picture before I even saw a photoshop. So I see. That one's bullshit. But anyway.
You know, I'm surprised my mom hasn't asked me about that because I think since she got email at home in, like, the early 90s, every little, like, if you do this, you'll get this would get forwarded to me. And then she would ask me about it. She's like, so did you do that? Because we could, you know, the Microsoft is just giving a dollar to everybody. I'm like, you're, really? Really? Where are they going to give it to you?
Just like, share this picture and it'll – every share is a prey. Every like an angel like blesses this kid who lost all of his arms and legs in freaking Somalia. Like, no, science will fucking fix that kid up. Not liking and praying on Facebook.
Yeah, it's hideous.
Oh, but I was going to say I got another – there was another
– So this is like the 24-hour like cycle.
No, basically. This is two things I liked.
You clicked on it and you're like, I mean, I like it, so let me click like. That's what you do. You enjoy something, you click like on Facebook, and it fucking just blew up in your face.
Yeah, it was some company that was making motorcycle helmets, but they look like the Predator mask.
You put that on my wall. I wasn't very interested in it.
Yeah, and that was the night I liked it, and I came back the next day and... Like, seriously, there was 18,000 freaking pictures of motorcycles and people doing ollies and endos. And I was just like, what the fuck all this
Who
shit?
Who gives a shit? Jesus Christ.
And I think I've been pretty good because I kind of monitor what I like on Facebook. And, you know, I like two things and I didn't think it through. It annoyed me.
And chill Hotties spots.
And Russian techno. Russian techno. Both gone.
Yeah, they lasted like a good, 12 hours?
Yeah, hottie, no.
Yeah, no, I remember we spoke about that, how like the hotties like posted a fucking preteen girl.
Yes, yes. And the hotties was gone at that point. I think I still might have Russian techno, actually.
Yeah, what's good?
Russian techno.
Thank you for liking my page.
Now change your browser.
Yeah, you should use a different browser. I bet you his resume is just I'm proficient in browser choice.
Looked up his resume. We found his resume.
Shut up, Steve. We did happen to see him on LinkedIn. And I was very
tell me to shut up.
Because I wasn't gonna talk about how we fucking saw his actual fucking resume. I didn't want to talk about that, but yeah, we did find fucking A. Webb's goddamn resume, and it's not that big a deal.
It's not.
But let's just say I was upset to find out that he was not proficient in browser choice. Yo, if you need somebody to tell you what browser to use,
I'll tell you.
It's me. You could hire me and pay me.
I got browser experience.
To give you a little taste, you should probably use if you want the rest,
you should like my Facebook page and like Russian techno and hotties.
Every like on my page is 10 more times that somebody's going to send my resume back to me. So please don't like it.
I got it going on.
Yeah. Anyway, fuck that. That's garbage. So you know, it's a whole bunch of goddamn shit coming up there. Clogging up the works, fucking up Facebook. this is doing that. Companies you liked, bands you liked, they all fuck you up. And even the people that you know post garbage shit, which was the basis of a game we played last week. Right?
Yeah.
We played Actually Allie.
Well, 2 weeks ago.
Well, the last episode. Is it
In the last episode,
yes.
Yeah.
Is it Actually Allie was the name of the game. And you duped me, Steve. You got me with a quote where it was, I think, I don't know if you have the exact wording you wrote.
I don't know if I saved it. Terrible. I'll check quick. Why? I was done with it.
I know. But what the quote was like, about Macklemore.
Yeah.
And, he said, I hate Macklemore.
No, it was something like Macklemore,
Now that Macklemore has a hit song,
yeah,
it's really ruining the places I do my thrifting.
There's too many people when I go thrifting.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was. And and I was so outraged at this. And for those who didn't hear last week's show, go to HearUsTalk.com for Christ's sake. Download all the other shows, True Time Theaters, you get your Bug Zapper radios, your Best in Shows, and then listen to our last show from last week. Come on. Jesus Christ, you'll hear this game show, and you'll hear me just lose my mind as soon as Steve said this. The purpose of the game was Steve has an annoying friend on Facebook that it's a mutual acquaintance, and I am familiar with this person's personality, and I refuse to be a Facebook friend to them because I can't stand the way that they are. So Steve came up with a game where I would guess which Facebook update was actually real. Allie's, and one of them that he said was about that Macklemore thing, and I'm like, I can't fucking believe it, blah blah blah. I refuse to believe, because I was so disgusted, because I in my heart I knew that is her. I knew that is the type of shit, the new music she wants to fucking gloat that she knows that shit. She's into old vintage bullshit. She thrifts. She likes obscure things. She's fucking got it over everybody else. She's
hipsterism.
She's early to the party. She's a fucking pseudo hipster. And I'm like, that's gotta be it. I can't believe it. Oh, I hate her. I know I'm right. Steve, it's the Macklemore thing. And guess what? Wrong. Wrong. Not wrong. That. It was something about cats. And I'm like, fuck, that doesn't make any fucking sense. And then fast forward a couple days, a week maybe.
Let's say 10 days.
And Steve sends me a message on Facebook.
You got it?
I may have it.
I have it.
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and tell me what's going on here.
Oh, it just went to the top. We don't want that. I said to you, oh shit, look.
I have it here. Oh shit, Allie posted this 21 minutes ago.
And she said, freaking Macklemore has ruined my fun. Now I have to fight with people for high-cut 1980s leotards. Such bullshit.
I knew I was onto something with that. I knew that was something she would fucking do. Holy shit. Steve, you may be psychic. Because you wrote the fake ones. Right? Like, you only borrowed a couple from other people just to kind of throw me off. But the vast majority of the fake ones that we had out there, you came up with. So you made that up, that Macklemore bullshit. And it ended up that she fucking actually posted it as something on her own fucking wall.
Yep.
Now I have to fight with people to get 80s leotards.
I got it. Hold on.
Bullshit.
I got the game. I still have it. I found it.
Okay, yeah. Read yours, and then we'll go read hers again and see how close we truly are.
I'm trying to find it. There's a lot of quotes here.
Okay, and we're going to play some Enigma in the background, so it's going to be beautiful.
Asamos infatu.
When you listen to this, do you just fucking turn the lights down and turn the monitor off?
And I pour myself a nice glass of wine.
And just sit still for fucking the duration of this 17-minute song?
Alright, I got it.
Okay.
Alright, you want to play the game?
Well, I mean, just go ahead.
No,
sure.
I'll read the quotes.
Read the quotes. So this is the one that you duped me with.
Sure, comma. Now that Macklemore has a hit song about thrifting, the stores I go to are always busy now and full of people.
Okay. And hers was, freaking Macklemore has ruined my fun. Now I have to like fight with people for high cut 80s leotards. Such bullshit. Dude, it's
Holy shit, dude.
Materialistically the same fucking quote.
100%, yeah. Content wise, it's the same.
Psychic Steve.
Do I get a point? Do I get a point now?
You do get a point. I mean, I would say for every fake quote that becomes real, you get a point.
Oh, shit. I'm going to win on the cat quotes now. Because they're coming in one way or another.
It's just terrible. It's so hideous. She's an awful person, and I can't stand her.
I'm just too lazy to deal with the feedback of defriending people that know when they get defriended.
Well, you can't defriend anybody now because you have a hit game show.
Right.
which I think was originally going to be Steve sells out his friends for our amusement and just became actually Allie. So, like, Finding Nemo has become Finding Dory. So it's really the same franchise, just a different person. So it'll be actually so-and-so. Maybe actually Sean Toe.
Oh, you don't... No. Won't work.
The Chinese Gentleman.
Won't work because every single one of his Facebook updates is about some techno band.
Oh yeah, it's him giving fucking double peace signs at a fucking David Guetta show. Some fucking bullshit.
Yeah. You know what? I was about to look. I'm gonna look up. Let's do his last three.
Sean Toe is an Asian gentleman. He's Chinese and
Chinaman Sean. We'll call him from now on.
Jesus Christ, that's not what? It's not polite. You got to be China nice, man? like our buddy Diego at the Randolph Diner.
What if someone called you America, man? That would feel awesome.
That would feel great.
So what's wrong with China, man?
Because China, okay, what if because Chinaman, like because Chinaman is a fucking slur for no. Anybody who happens to be Asian. Like,
you're like Spain, man. I'm sure everybody in Spain wants to be Spain, man.
Dude, there's a difference between China man and Chinaman. You're walking a very, very fucking fine line.
That's all in pronunciation.
Yeah, well, you don't want to make that fucking... If you give him that name, you're going to fuck up and call him a Chinaman at one point.
Yeah,
and then he's either going to do one of two things. He's going to be offended... Or go with it and build you a railroad.
He'd build me a railroad, knowing him.
Oh, it's racist. I'm sorry, guys. But Sean Toe is a guy that went out with us one time. We used to go to the same diner.
I've gone out with Sean Toe thousands.
No, when I say we, I meant us, our group that went to this diner all the time. And yeah. He went with us one time. We had the same waiter every single time. Every week for about like 5 years we went there. And he went with us once. And the waiter, very personable guy. We knew him for quite a while. He was a Chilean gentleman.
National.
No, he's trying to become a citizen, you know.
Oh, well.
Anyway, he would greet us with our code name, whatever the fuck, which is whatever we ordered. Like, he didn't take time to learn our names. It would just be, oh, Mr. Cheeseburger Deluxe, how are you? reach over the table, shake
Mr. Cheeseburger Deluxe, shake our how hands. You doing tonight?
Mr. Always Drunk, how are you?
Oh, was that Jimmy?
Me. And then
really?
Well, yeah, so it was after we would imbibe and then go eat fucking, like you just said before, like you said earlier, oh. We'd eat fucking pancakes and soak up the pain with fucking syrup-laden egg-soaked bread. Just soak it up nice.
Not pancakes when you're drunk. When you're
French
drunk,
toast.
It's cheese fries with gravy.
No, that's just hideous. Gravy on fries is a nightmare.
Disco fries, son.
Awful.
New Jersey. Aren't you from here?
I am. And Steve, that's a terrible thing.
What? Disco fries?
Disco fries is garbage. Do you understand? Gravy on fries is a fucking sin. Anyway.
What about cheese fries with cheese bacon? Cheese fries with bacon dipped in ranch dressing.
Look, I have one heart, okay? Do you understand? As a younger man, I might have tried to play to that. But I have one fucking heart, and it could be clogged with this shitty food that's prepared.
Exercise
with,
that heart with a little cholesterol.
That's prepared with dirty fucking
lube it up
diarrhea water fingers. That has 4 hours ago changed a urinal cake with no gloves. I am not eating that fucking food. Like, you got to be careful when you eat diner food. You want to eat the shit that they use tongs to prepare. You don't want to use fucking fries. They'll just grip them and fucking throw the fucking cheese slices on it, put it under the heat lamp. No, you don't want that. It's awful. Goatweed is with you. He says, fries with gravy when you're drunk is perfect.
It is.
I can't do fries with gravy. Sorry. It's not my thing. So anyway, we would go there, and he would greet us very heartily. He would shake our hands. And one time we brought our Chinese we brought Chinaman Sean with us. He went around the table shaking everybody's hands, except he got to Shanto, pulled back, bowed three times.
Nice! Triple kowtow. That's what that is.
He fucking bowed three goddamn times. And when we got our orders, he would go, Mr. Cheeseburger Deluxe, you want the Cheeseburger Deluxe? I'm like, okay, Mr. Drunk, what do you want? You want the pancakes? Okay, great.
Can't believe you were called Mr. Drunk.
And he says, Mr. Chinese Gentleman.
Chinese Gentleman is now his new name.
And Sean's voice is like so not Asian. Like he just happens to be Chinese. That's really it. He has no air of being all about being Chinese. He just happens to be Chinese. And this motherfucker, the goddamn waiter, calls him Chinese Gentleman and fucking bows to him three times. By the way, I went to this diner, first time in years, and saw the same waiter there. We got caught up. We started talking. Didn't mention anything. He kept asking me if I remembered all this stuff. He said, do you remember how I say fuck? I can't say, I always say fucks. I don't say fuck, I say fucks. Everybody says it like me now. And then he goes, he got very still. He like inhaled. Do you remember the Chinese Gentleman? Like that. He's so excited to tell me about the Chinese Gentleman.
I'm like,
of course I remember Chinese Gentleman. Of course. You don't forget a thing like that. It was amazing.
I had a friend from Italy. That I actually stayed with in Italy in 1999 when I got to go there, which was awesome. But
trip was awesome. Okay.
Yep, trip was awesome. But
I'm going on a trip. Somebody send me emails so I could print them and read them.
Okay. My Italian friend that I know, he was from Rome. I went to college with him, and we hung out. He hung out with me and like my group of friends, which included Mr. Chinese Gentleman, and basically we all came to a point where we called. This was back in the day in McDonald's when they tried to introduce different sauces instead of like the classic honey or ketchup with your chicken nuggets.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
and they had
Chipotle barbecue. They had they had Szechuan sauce. I remember that
Szechuan sauce, and it was me, Shawnee Murphy, a couple of our friends, our friend Greg, and we. I guess we used to go to McDonald's because we eventually started calling the Szechuan sauce, and Szechuan is a Chinese
of course
type of food. We called it the Chanteau sauce, and my friend Alex from Italy like was with us, and I don't even think he bothered reading it, and we went to a McDonald's one night, and it was just me and him, and he gets up, he orders his order of chicken McNuggets, and he's like, I'll take two packets of the Chanteau sauce. I'm like, what? I'm like,
shit! Did he not know?
No,
did he just love the racism of it so much?
No, I think the language barrier got him and didn't even realize. Like, he might have met Mr. Chinese Gentleman once, but he gets up there and like like we're all like we went out once and we're all talking about how great the Chantau sauce was, and and I guess he just thought that's what it was called, and he went and ordered it. I'm like, no. I'm like, Szechuan sauce. And he's like, what? He's looking at me.
You overturned his world. He loves Chantau sauce.
Yeah, he learned something the wrong way. And to save the good name of Mr. Chinese Gentleman, I had to interject and tell him how to order the Szechuan sauce.
I love it. Absolutely love it. Very, very good. I'm going to go get some Chantau sauce myself. They don't still make that, do they?
No, I wish.
Wasn't it just the same as the sweet and sour? Wasn't it the same?
But it had hoisin sauce in it.
Oh, shit. Okay.
It was like a black bean paste mixed with like sugar.
Like Frank. It was the whatever was inside Frank's dick seeds. It looked like a black bean.
Like a bean.
A black bean.
Like a piece of rice.
Oh, my God. Yeah, go to, by the way, sandwichhumor.com. Download the remixes of Germ
Free.
By the
way,
the goddamn album. It's fucking crazy. And by the way, one of the things I need to remember is I have to send my old mixer to Sandwich Humor Jeff. I don't know what's wrong with me. I have a box. I have the mixer. I got to pack it up. I got to send it out. I don't know.
Speaking of Sandwich Humor, you saw what Jeff was promising, right? New songs.
Oh, shit. Nice. Very good. I'm excited. Very excited. Sandwichhumor.com. Download
it. Every one of their songs is great. I love their intro, too.
It's so fucking relaxing. It's just beautiful. I love it.
And it's people telling you to fuck right off, and I really like being...
You want to tell us to fuck right off? Tell us to fuck right off.
Right.
I knocked him out with one punch! I fucking love that shit!
That's Reese, right? That's Reese?
No, no. Reese is a very special man. I don't think that's him. I don't know who that is.
It's either Reese or Smitty because I get them both mixed up.
How would you get them both mixed up?
I don't know. Like certain people's
voices. As a listener of this show, just find out exactly how fucked up Steve is by listening to Truth Time Theater. Go to sandwichhumor.com or actually, fuck it. Go to heroestalk.com. Download the shows, listen to it. And when you do, if you haven't already, you'll see just how fucked up Steve is.
I'm bad same at with voices.
My ass.
Hold on. I couldn't distinguish Opie from Anthony for the longest, longest time.
That is pretty bad.
And I listened to them.
That's like, pretty bad. They are very, very, very different.
I know they are. Anthony has like the quieter, reserved, deeper voice, and Anthony has a higher voice. But I could
you
not
just
make
said Anthony twice. So maybe that is part of the confusion.
Opie has the higher voice.
Yeah.
But anyway. I couldn't make the distinction after it was Smitty. See, it was Smitty. I was wrong. It's okay. Not Reese. It's Smitty. And I'm very bad at that. I don't know why.
He's a reptile demon man. He's worse than Hitler. I love it. It's a great intro.
Demon man.
Yes. Course. Eat our shit and suck our dicks.
Our dicks.
God damn, is it good. and you know what? If they ever changed it, I'd probably forever remember the one piece that was there and just fuck it up every time. I almost sing along. You sing along, you go with the beat a little bit.
Yes.
You fucking say the quotes, you enjoy yourself. I love a good intro, man. I love Bug Zapper Radio's intro. I'm such a fucking mark for this Hero's Talk bullshit.
Then you hear the tape going into the deck and getting pushed down.
That's right.
That's the best part of it. I don't know if that's
anyway, tape. We gotta wrap this shit up. We're just fucking standing our own goddamn network right now. Sucking our own fucking dicks. Rightfully so.
And it feels good.
That's right. Thank you for listening to the DJ New Style Show. Episode 378. That's what this is. Go to heroestalk.com. Download everything we've ever done. Download all the other shows on the network. I want some fucking... If you don't listen to the other shows, this is your week to give them a shot. And I want you to write exactly what you think in a review on iTunes. Good or bad. Put it out there. Hopefully, it's good, and chances are it will be, because the shows are fucking fantastic. And once again, that's Best in Show Radio, Bug Zapper Radio, and goddamn Truth Time Theater. Also, go to heroestalk.com/Amazon. Buy yourself something nice. Thank you very much. Steven, is there anything you'd like to say?
Mother's Day is coming up. Don't forget it.
Buy your mom something nice. HeroesTalks.com/Amazon. Listen, everything your mom wants or needs is on Amazon. Okay? Get her a fucking pair of socks and just call it a fucking life. Say, here's the last pair of socks you're getting from me. Thanks for making me live. Thanks for fucking pops.
Thanks for enduring the
Get her something nice, you piece of shit. HeroesTalk.com/Amazon. Okay, you can buy yourself something too. Go there, click the link, buy it. You get something, we get something. Thank you very much, and have a good week.
Fucking hoe ass nigga, my knee.